We'd be working the Zoom, that's for sure.
Never been so excited to see another human being, Jazzy.
Just in time for me to finish my drink.
Thank you.
The fact that you only made one, Jen, when we were having guests really leads me to be confused.
I know. Bad planning.
There's a picture of it sitting next to her.
Oh. Is there?
No.
I have no way of knowing that.
There sometimes is.
I'm not actually in her garage, okay?
That would be creepy.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
We can hear
you. JC, you're in there.
Clear.
All right. On the mic with Mike.
You're on the mic with Mike. Turn it up.
All right.
What do you prefer? JC, Jesse, what do you like?
JC.
JC, okay. That's what we shall call thee.
Don't be offended when I start speaking with a Southern.
Oh, you know, it's
funny because
cool.
You never pick up the Long Island accent.
You never pick up the Long Island accent.
Don't you know?
Because I've gotten used to it. So I've been able to like call
I got to go down here and talk to Robert about a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got to break a few kneecaps.
None of you know what you're saying.
None of you.
None of you.
Oh, did someone ask what my drink of choice was?
Yes.
All right.
Well, this evening, our Brown Mint and Horrors drink of choice is brought to you by Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPAs.
Oh, those are good.
I've seen those commercials. Those are weird.
She was dogging on Diet Mountain Dew a while ago, JC.
JC, really? I totally was. I own it.
I mean, you know, Diet Dew is refreshing. It's the best diet drink ever. It's brewed right here in Slashville, Tennessee.
Slashville.
So...
To be fair, guys, it could have been any diet drink. Diet's disgusting. I break out in hives. I hate all artificial sweeteners.
Aspartame for the win, right?
What?
Aspartame for the win.
Yeah, aspartame does it all.
I'm drinking Midori vodka and pineapple juice.
Nice.
And Ben is doing whiskey and root beer.
Look at RL using the TV monitor. Live and in color.
Here from the gay Raj.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a sweet background like you, JC. Look at that.
A lot of time and money, mostly money, went into that background.
Jen went to refresher.
I'll hold it all back.
Hold all the content back. So, JC, we heard about Rich's 77 children. How many do you have?
None.
Well, okay. That's smart.
None for me. We've got two fur babies though. Little one and then a big one.
What's the big one?
The big one is a black lab and the little one is a min pin.
So that thing's a piece of shit.
No, he's straight up hardcore. He's the ruler of the house.
He's not sitting around barking at everything.
No.
He doesn't do all that.
On the fucking planet that doesn't do that shit. So count yourself lucky, JC.
Now, my mother, who had a chihuahua, made it bark.
Everything. Those things out of control.
And that dog had 10 lives. He could eat a king-size Hershey's bar and not bat an eye.
Dude, my dog has gotten this infatuation with socks right now. So she eats like a sock or two a day and then vomits them back up.
What are you drinking now, Jen?
Vodka and cran pineapple.
Nice. Can you hit record on this? We're missing fabulous content.
No, I got it all. I've been recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The red light has been on.
It doesn't warn us the way Skype does.
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
All right.
So, welcome everyone to Horror and Heels. We have the fellas from Brown Mint Horror, and we're going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Fantastic. RL, you want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead, buddy. You good?
Well, here we are. I'm JC. Bottom left is RL. We are Brown Mint Horror. We are from Slashville, Tennessee. We've been at this for hardcore for about 6 months, off and on for about 10 years. Two best friends. He was the best man at my wedding. Met him. He used to come over for coffee at my old job, and then he recruited me to work for the place where we're at now, and we've been together ever since. So got to talk about horror films, and here we are.
That's adorbs.
Yeah. So I am RL. You know, the funny thing about the RLJC thing is that JC is when we would call into a call center site unknown to us where it might be, the little ladies that would answer the phone, he would say, yeah, this is Jesse Browning. They would say, okay, JC. And so the JC has flown ever since then. And then RL.
Let me tell him. So RL comes from basically when he is about 80 or 90 years old and we're walking into the banks together to get free coffee and ink pens, he will have adopted, he would have earned the title RL, which is his old man name.
That's my old man name. So it's just, you know, yeah, I'm just kind of getting myself in position for when I get older, you know, make that transition easier for everyone.
I'm impressed that they still think pens are going to be a thing.
Yeah.
First off, you don't have a good quality pen sitting near you currently.
Oh, I agree.
Oh.
That I love pens.
We love a good notebook. We love a good pen. We're avid pen collectors. Exactly.
Yep.
You can't be without enough notebooks, that's for sure. And so
I agree.
I'm a huge passion guy, a huge planner guy, and I use the passion planner.
Yep. Planner. Although I was very upset when I bought my planner last year. I was like, wait, I got suckered. Like,
you gotta go with the undated.
Undated passion planner.
I always do undated, but I was still I just bought this and now it's absolutely useless.
You just look at the month and be like, you know what? We'll skip that month.
Yeah. In fact, we don't even have
to put it in.
Yeah. Right. I might just pull out that planner for this year because I'm not paying for another one until stuff gets right again.
We believe in the moleskins, we believe in the little books, that's for sure. Keep every little thing in there. So but yeah, that's kind of how we got started. I mean, we've just kind of been, you know, hard at it for the last couple of months now, really just kind of deep diving, making as many contacts as we can. We are super excited about being on you guys' podcast. We love being guests just as much as we love being hosts. So we just love all things horror. So we're ready to deep dive with you guys.
Agreed.
And a quick, can we do a quick shout out, Jen?
Yeah.
The reason, I would say that one of the big reasons for Brown Mint's success right now is we got kind of partnered up through Happenstance and just the power of asking. We got hooked up with a very awesome lady named Shari over at Samara Entertainment and Midnight Releasing Distribution. They specialize in indie films, specifically indie horror. So we've been able to be partnered up with them, and our Behind the Horror series, if it wouldn't have been for Shari, would have been a lot less guests at this point.
Wow.
So shout out to her and thank you so much, Shari.
Yep.
That's awesome.
We told her we were going to be on this. So.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Hi. And what was both of y'all's first horror movies?
Take it, RL.
So my first one was the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I can remember I was very, very little. And I remember my mom having her girlfriends over one night and they were all sitting in the living room watching it. I was laying at the edge of my bed, just kind of like catching the sneak peeks. And I've been a huge Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan ever since then. That's probably one of my favorites.
Solid choice.
I'm an 80s baby, so anything in the late 70s, mid 70s, those horror films are my, you know, definitely my go-to. I'm a Freddy guy, I'm an original It guy. Like those films right there really kind of were my first ones I deep dived into.
Sweet.
And Mr. JC?
Well, I have to give another shout out to my mother. You know, it's not May yet, but just like RL's mom, my mom got me into horror. I'll never forget. I had skipped school one day. I was probably about 9 or 10 at this point. And do you really skip school when you're 9 or 10, or you just ask your mom?
It sounds like mom just didn't make you go.
She didn't take you. That wasn't your choice.
Like, I didn't have a ride. I didn't have a ride to school.
We're gonna say I gave the big F you to school that day.
Yeah.
I said, I'm staying home. Yeah. So anyway, she's like, okay, well, cool. We ended up watching a taped off of TV VHS copy of Halloween 2, and it scared the crap out of me. And
it's such a good movie.
And it really planted the seed for later on, because Halloween 2 was the first one that I ever watched out of the franchise. And then it led to watching the original Halloween. I'll never forget. Well, we'll get to that point too. But yeah, Halloween 2. Like, this is my show.
Bro, I literally feel like with these lights behind me that I'm like, I look like an angel.
I was going to say you look like in an airport, like inside the plane or something.
I was going to go with
that. Man, like, we're fixing to take off here in just a few minutes, guys. So don't mind the sound.
As you all can tell, I'm on the East Coast. The sun has already left us here.
Right, you're set. It's set over there.
Wow. So what about you guys? What horror film made it for you guys?
My first that I remember was Jaws. I was probably 5 or 6.
Okay.
I would probably say next to Mr. Holland's Opus, that's Richard Dreyfuss's best film.
Yes.
Besides What About Bob?
I do.
What About Bob? I was about to say, man, like, you're really knocking him down a little bit there. But Jaws was so good.
I got to tell you, my whole family, I don't think the parents thought we were paying attention. Like, they thought all the cousins were just playing.
Oh,
we were all at the ocean the next day. Like, a whole family of people. Just
Well, like, you couldn't tell, like, with Jaws, it was so good because it was like, it would go from like 0 to 1,000 in like a second or two. So, like, you might walk by the TV and it looks like a guy riding on a boat. And like 3 seconds later, he's in the ocean.
I remember the first time I saw the first scene with the leg on the beach.
Yeah, man.
Whoa, what was that? Great. What was that, 76 or 78?
Jaws.
That was mid-70s for
it's in
Jaws.
The mid.
Think the book came out in 76. You know, we're all saying this like we're not people with...
That's why I'm looking on my phone. I'm like, guys, 75.
75. Okay.
So, think about how much parenting has changed since 75 and Jaws.
I don't remember my parents even going to...
Oh, okay. I don't even remember my parents really even like... I can remember going to the beach with my parents and like seeing them for like 1 minute at the beach and then being gone. Now, like, I take my son to the beach and I've got a rope around my waist and like a rope around his waist.
Yep.
And he's in a little buoy, like floating. Like, no, you're not getting out of my sight.
Then if we wanted to go up to the snack hut.
Right.
We needed some money for that.
And you could come back with a margarita at like 11. So it really just didn't give a damn.
Just be like, it's for my mom.
Exactly.
What about you, Jen? What horror film did it for you?
I can't even remember because I was so little. My dad's been taking me to horror movies since I was like an infant. So, the first ones that I know of that I remember, my mom hated it, but my dad would take me. So, but the first one that I really remember. Probably be Nightmare on Elm Street. The Freddy movies were the ones that I love horror movies. Like, that's what got me into it. And it just keeps growing since then.
I'm glad that you said that was good parenting, Chasey, because
absolutely. Here's my thing.
It's by me through every movie and he's 2.5.
Here's my theory on that. Let's get in depth here on the Horror and Hill show, okay?
All right, let's
have a Dr. Phil moment. Wes Craven believed that in a way that if he wrote and directed and created a film and put our deepest fears out on to a screen, it was a way for us to be able to cope and be able to decipher and deal with those fears as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I mean, I'm obviously not going to show my 3-year-old, you know, Scream or Halloween or something like that, but I mean, we've got Scooby-Doo with zombies and, you know, whodunits and stuff like that. I think that horror gets a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
I think that horror is just as American as apple pie. So
absolutely,
yes.
I think that here I am. I was 8 years old, the first time I ever watched a horror flick that my mom knew about. My brother and I were watching them when I was as little as five, you know, catching boobies on Friday the 13th and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You know?
Skin them.
So, I like how you did the fingers with it too, boobies.
So, I mean, look at me. I mean, here I am, you know, I'll be 33. You know, I'm not nuts. You know,
ooh,
we're married with two dogs. I mean,
youngin'. I mean, hold on. This is a dark. This is a dark road we're about to go down, JC.
What was the question?
What did he say? He said, "I'm nut. I'm not nuts." Is that
I'm not nuts.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we're gonna have to rethink.
I've got a paper somewhere that says
we have. Like,
he's certified not nuts.
What's going on here?
I think
the person who certified you.
I think kids are only scared of what you. Tell them
don't
be scared
yeah, exactly.
of. If you watched a horror movie with a child and you laugh, my dad used to laugh and he would point and he'd say, "That's fake blood, that's ketchup," and he would laugh like so. He had me laughing at horror movies. So yeah. In my mind, as a kid,
Leprechaun's the funniest thing he's ever seen.
I mean, it's Jennifer Aniston for right. God's sakes. If you're terrified by anything Jennifer Aniston is in, like you got a real problem.
I'm terrified of things she's been in, and it's season one, whatever of Friends.
Hey, one look. Through 100.
Let me tell you something.
Bad comedy does frighten me.
All right, get off my Friends. Stop it.
Hey, listen, Jen.
She's got like the poster behind that thing that she's got hung up behind her there. There's a poster of Friends behind it. Like,
has anybody watched that new show, The Cool Kids, with Leslie Jordan?
No.
What about
I don't feel I can. I'm not cool.
Do you know who Leslie Jordan is?
I'm not allowed.
Mm-mm. Never mind. We're all over 35, so.
All right, thanks, JC. That was a good
anyways, back to Jen, back to Alicia.
So we are actually here to talk about Final Destination 2.
Absolutely.
Which I am sure. excited
we
about.
Too.
I had to get right. We can do that, I guess.
Whatever.
I actually watched it again last night because it had been quite a moment since I had seen that film. And so first off top, I just have to talk about how awkward it was to see AJ Cook in anything other than Criminal Minds. Okay. But how great is it that she's trying to like solve this near death problem just like she would on Criminal Minds? I expected her weird talking husband to come walking in at any moment and talk about how bad the kids were being. What's his name?
Are you going to be the pot or the kettle calling the man from New Orleans? We are talking. I just want to know where the line is.
I mean, I couldn't ever. It sounded like he had muck in his mouth pretty much the entire time.
I've never seen Criminal Minds, so I'm out of this conversation.
Yeah, me and JC are just going to sit over here. And
you guys are doing a good job at sitting there.
There are like 17 episodes. 17 seasons.
It's so good.
I heard they weren't good. I heard it wasn't good.
I've not seen a single one.
JC says, was that on cable? Because we don't have cable.
Is it like a public show, like on PBS?
Do they show that in Tennessee?
Or is it regional? Is it regional?
Right.
I think it's out of market.
Yeah. Is that on Nashville Public Radio? Because I haven't heard it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, now you can catch up on or Paramount TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I tell you, that part really like was funny to me because I honestly didn't remember that was a thing. And so I turned it on last night and she still has like the hilarious, like bashful kid thing going on in this movie. Yeah. So like, you know, the girlfriend walking up at the very first of the movie and she's like, "Oh yeah, we're about to go get some whips and chains and handcuffs and
hurry,
all
the boyfriends are horny."
Yeah.
Right. Right. And the girl's just like, yeah. Like it was hilarious to me. So that's what stood out to me at first. I was just like, "Holy crap, that's the chick from Criminal Minds." Like I never would have remembered that. And this is like a pretty good little cast. JC and I were talking about this earlier today. I was like, I think between the cast members, they've been in like 200 films between all these people.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of like
they're not big roles, but you can definitely
no,
what was the guy?
The cop.
Yeah.
Really, I automatically recognize the cop from my childhood. when I wasn't watching horror films, you know, skipping school.
Yeah, like 7 years ago, Jesse remembers this.
Right. And it was so there was a show with Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher called
Lois and Clark,
The New Adventures of Superman.
And he was Jimmy Olsen, right?
Only for the first season, though.
Because while we were watching, I was like, didn't he? Because my mom and dad used to watch it, and I was like, didn't he play Jimmy Olsen? And then I was like, oh, maybe I'm wrong.
He was in 87 total films and shows.
They booted him off the Superman show because they said he looked too much like Dean Cain. He was from the Bronx.
I would disagree.
I don't think he looked. His last name is Mendez, first off, just so everyone knows. And they don't look anything alike. But that is kind of funny. He has been in so many shows.
He's in Burlesque.
As a fan of the Cane, I will say that is incorrect.
Inaccurate. Yeah. Quite inaccurate.
Apparently he was also in Ghost Whisperer, but I couldn't tell you what he was in.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And then the
you got Allie Larder.
The smoking chick. She's in a Bates Motel.
Yeah, Bates Motel. Yeah. She's the teacher.
She had them.
Nothing. He just held his hands up as he was signaling like she had apples from the supermarket.
Now listen, something. I'm only one bear in. Y'all got to get ready. You okay?
Then the chick.
Oh, we're ready.
Machado, Justina Machado.
Oh, One Day at a Time.
She's been in so many things. Like,
here's the thing, Allie Larder. Listen to this. I'm going to try to shoot her a text through Instagram or something, because she was in
House on Haunted Hill.
She had, Final Destination, obviously, 1 and 2.
Heroes.
And then she had Obsessed, movie where she was like the crazy
with
white
Beyonce. Idris Elba. Idris Elba. She was also in Legally Blonde.
Yep.
She was the one that got that represented.
Yep.
So, I mean, she's been in quite a few movies.
I don't know why you're all forgetting her pivotal role in Varsity Blues.
Oh, my God. The whipped cream bikinis. The whipped cream bikini. Yes.
I'm waiting for one of you two to get it.
Hey, we're counting all down. About that. We're counting down here. We're going
way
back.
Concussion left, Reggie, right?
Yeah,
I don't want your laugh. I've never been seen the movie, but I know that I don't want your laugh.
Listen,
she was also on Dawson's Creek, by the way. Just so,
of course she was. Is like
a roll through.
She got recruited.
I've been on Dawson's Creek. That's not impressive.
Wow.
Hey, listen, Dawson's Creek was basically Varsity Blues, the series.
Yeah, seriously. Listen,
essentially,
you just showed up on set. And you could put up with James Vanderbeek. They let you just walk.
She was on Jay and Silent Bob as well. Strikes back.
That's impressive. That I'll give her credit for.
Yeah, there you go.
But what has she done for me lately?
I love you.
She was on National Lampoon's Homo Erectus as well. Just so. That was probably her pivotal role.
That definitely slipped past me.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a copy of that.
I think that was intentional.
I'm gonna send a copy of that to you guys, just so you have it.
That was select. Oh, please do.
Thank you.
Because that's what I've been missing for my life.
Absolutely. I don't actually know what's in it, but
I don't think I have that one behind me.
It's free. It's free on everything. Okay, like
they can't give it away.
That shit's free at the dollar store.
On certain websites, they'll pay you to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Frampton Comes Alive. It comes with samples of Tide.
Have you heard of the purple? Onion. Okay, you can just go there and pick one up. sorry, Allie.
I'm not saying that Final Destination was a bad movie by any means. I just find it egregious that they're trying to charge us $4 to watch a movie that was made in 2000.
It's always the time frame for you.
I text JC last night and I'm like,
in 2003, I could have paid $7 to see this in the theater.
Bro, I'm like, bro, please tell me you have a copy. I'm like, please tell me you have a copy of this at your house. He's like, no, I had to rent it on YouTube. And I'm like, oh my God. $4?
Yeah.
Do they not have libraries in Tennessee?
Well, we don't know how to read down here.
They have one.
We, We listen to the radio to get all of our news and ideas.
I just listen to whatever Facebook tells me to believe.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Jesus is coming back tomorrow.
Out of our library for free.
I bought them all. I bought the 4 DVD collection, movie collection on Amazon. I was
isn't
like,
there 5 now?
There are. Six I have to now. Buy the 5th one. There's going to be a 6. There's going to be a 6. There's not right. a 6.
I'll wait Jesus. Until somebody texts me and tells me it's over. Damn it.
Yeah. I'm tired of buying box sets over and over again.
This is, I know, this is right? the almost final destination.
It's welcome close to the final. Second to final destination.
When they added the V on the front, I was like, oh, hell okay, yeah. I'm about to buy this shit. And then they're like,
and nope. then the box office numbers came in and they were like, wait, maybe.
It wasn't the final. It wasn't the final. Tell wait, everyone.
Just kidding.
Damn that's it. Just like the Wrong Turn series.
So just so you guys,
oh, my
that.
God.
Wait,
dude.
Just so you guys know. Alicia has not seen any of the fun. This is her first time going through the Final Destination. So no spoilers about.
Don't worry. I haven't seen any of them after part two. Thanks for making me watch part two.
It's fine. All of them. Oh my God. You're the worst.
By the way, I already knew the twist to Final Destination 5 because in the Gilmore Guys podcast, episode 722, they're talking about Final Destination, and I have to give it up for Aisha.
Did she just name drop? Did she just name drop?
She name drop name, episode, series, yeah. minute time.
She was like, at 8 minutes and 5 seconds, he told me what the twist
and
was.
And then Jerry
it
said,
it wasn't actually Kevin or Demi, it was their guest Aisha, and she did a very good job of saying
it was Allie Larder. She dropped it,
yeah.
Listen, if you haven't seen it, like, stop listening. Like, they gave you plenty of time to not listen. But your girl don't give a about spoilers, so she just listened. So yeah. I've known that for several years now, since whenever I listened to that episode, and that was many years ago.
Just so you guys know, the meeting is ending in 10 minutes. So we'll just hop back on.
No worries. Yeah.
Sounds good.
iMovie makes it very easy to group things together.
Save
these
so we can send them to
a
friend.
What?
Well,
it'll automatically.
No, it'll email it to us.
It'll automatically download to your computer.
Yeah,
Fred will fix it for me. It's
okay. So back to this film. I was telling JC earlier today, though, I really actually was kind of like impressed by the overall like
theatrics the gore was welcome.
Oh yeah,
the gore was the gore was there.
Man, that log through the
very up close
head. Ooh, oh, that whole scene.
That was one of my first notes. Why should my first note
like there were guts
guy is creepy.
Out the back.
Yeah. That was creepy.
Which guy?
The guy who's doing the like news interview that she sees.
Oh yep. Yeah,
star.
Can we just agree that the guy who won the lottery, who had the Firebird or whatever, he's in his apartment,
yeah, yeah.
He's walking around with the iMac.
Oh my
was he
God.
Not the biggest douchebag
oh,
ever?
Oh, he was.
Oh, yes.
But, he was perfect for the role, though.
Totally yeah. had it coming.
But he kind of killed himself. Why would you throw spaghetti just out your window like that? Like, that was his own fault. He
didn't. Right. If you haven't been, here's the thing. Pretty much everything he did, like,
he might as well dump banana skins out there, as far as I'm concerned. I'm like,
the idiot, first of all, knows you have a propane stove, is not being careful with his grease. Yep. That's an accident.
Who reaches their hand down a garbage disposal these days?
Wait a minute.
Days?
Did you see what he was actually cooking, though, Alicia?
His whole Chinese food container right into the thingy. Those have metal on them.
Yeah, why are you putting that?
Fuck the magnet. You wouldn't have even needed the magnet because Bozo the Clown didn't take off the metal piece.
Yeah. So and did you notice? Go
ahead. Then who's trying on rings right over a sink?
This guy.
Who still buys horseshoe rings? My dad gave me a horseshoe ring not that long ago that he's had since like 77.
You wear it daily to show how cool you are.
Where is it? Show it to us. You have it on?
All right, I'll have to go get it.
I know.
I'm gonna text somebody to bring it to me. But anyway,
one
it's
of
like
your 27 kids can bring it.
Hey,
you gotta have. Yes, that's true.
He's like, he was trying to argue it, and he was like, nope. I got nothing.
True words have never been spoken. I dropped my car keys the other day. And I was like, TJ, can you pick those up and hand them to mama?
That's what they're exactly. there for.
That's what they're there. There for.
So
did you notice? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're good.
Oh, that the magnets fell and it spelled I on the side of the fridge.
Yes.
Love that. I love like this movie is full of like foreshadowing and it's so yeah. much fun. Even the school back to the initial accident, the school
with the 180.
The school bus is from Mount Abraham, which is a school right. that they were from in the first one.
Yep.
The I think
I loved all of the deja vu-ness of this. Like,
oh yeah.
That part was really good.
Yeah.
So well done. It's still there's a meme that goes around that's like that movie came out what 18 years ago and I'm still fucked, like I still can't see log truck well, yeah, on the freeway
memes
without being
after memes about somebody the log told truck everywhere.
Me. Yeah. Somebody said to me yesterday, because I was talking about us watching the movie last night, and somebody was like, I cannot drive by a log truck. And I'm like, I don't even remember if that was in the second one or not. And I pull it up, and it's like the very first thing. I'm like, oh my
yep.
Like
yep.
everybody is tortured by that thought.
Ever driving behind a truck for like that had anything on it? Logs, house, bread with construction material. She was like, "Can we get around that, please?" Like,
yeah, can we just
right? You go speeding around it, thinking yeah. that your jerk reaction is the best thing that happened. But the trucker's like, "Oh shit!" Like dump it on you.
Yeah. Right? Here's my thing. Can we talk about the real villain of this film? It's not death.
It's.
Is it?
Oh no!
Oh, it's oh, her. No. It's the girl because she's nope. the one who keeps saying things.
Oh okay. no! This all is right. trouble.
Where are we going with this?
This all started with the dad, who's a complete shitbag. So I have a father-in-law. I have a father-in-law who is a transmission specialist. Okay,
he would have never let his kids drive out of the driveway.
That car like immediately that. Pulled away, and you see that red liquid on the pavement.
I thought that
he
thought
calls that him. I he calls him. Too.
First off, her house is not right next to the interstate. Okay.
He calls her though.
He waited a while. No, but he's
several minutes later.
Bro, did you see the cell phone he was using in this? I mean, that damn thing. He was like, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Rotary
they
dial.
Live in
like,
upstate New York.
Well,
what
I mean,
in his right mind, sends his teenager off on a road trip to Florida
to get horny guys.
To get horny guys, but that's
and whips and chains and things of that nature.
Chips.
Depending on where you're going in Florida,
chips and
based on where they were, it's an 18 to 24 hour drive.
It's fine. In a 1978,
Alicia has made that drive several times.
An oil change would have shown. You don't get the oil change, the air pressure check. None of
that should have all been done before they went on this trip. Like,
I feel like this movie should have started out at a Midas dealership.
Let me tell you something. Before I leave for work every day, my wife goes out and checks my car. Oh. So I know exactly what to look for.
Now look, well, yeah, like cut brake lines and shit. I look for the same thing. But no, I feel like, you know, you show the dad at like Midas and then the kid forgets to put the plug in. Something. That's how this starts,
yeah.
you know?
But he definitely looked at the puddle and was like, meh.
Oh, like, fuck it. I'm going to go get some cheese and crackers. Yeah. I'll call her in a minute.
I was like, really? I was like, my dad would have freaked out. He was like, oh.
It's like.
He's like, Susan, could you get me another beer?
You're not on the road, are you?
Well, yeah, Dad, you saw me drive away.
If you notice a suspicious red Kool-Aid material sopping the tires, don't worry about
blood
it.
Blood red, not just like blood. It looked like someone had been stabbed in the driveway. And
it was literally like so red. You could,
there was something like stabbed, a friendless film.
Right, exactly.
The only thing I could have even think is that he was not manly enough to know what that fluid was. So he needed to go
look it up.
Look it up before he had it.
Well, the problem was, is when this film was made, the internet wasn't made yet.
Oh.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was a red fluid that was flushed, and he was married. So he should know about red fluids that have been flushed.
I was going to say, maybe he just thought she was on her period before she left. He's like,
exactly.
He's like, well, she should be good for this trip. This should be fine.
Turns out his wife was dead, though. Sucks.
Guys, I just want you all to know one bottle of
oh,
Lord. Oh Lord.
There we go.
Her accent's getting thicker.
As we go along.
Oh, it does.
She'll sound like she's from our neck of the woods here pretty soon. That drawl will start coming.
Right, exactly.
She'll be like, hey, y'all.
Y'all. It's going to be like a New York Southern mashup.
Yep. We got it.
It's going to be awesome.
And the best friend is crazy.
Her, the blonde?
Even if the dad Jim? Is cool, who says that in front of the dad?
Yeah, well, I was like,
I feel like she was just, I mean, she's been ridden more than Seattle Slough, you know what I'm saying? So she don't really give a shit.
And plus, I mean, it's early 2000s. They're both in like the midriff showing tops.
It's cool to talk that way too. You know, when you're like 17, 18, you're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever said in front of my dad.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I basically called myself a whore right in front of my dad. It was cool.
My dad knows I do it.
Right. Exactly.
He's a cool man, as
if the tramp stamp and the belly ring didn't tell you, but yeah.
The dad's like, yeah, we know.
Hey. Some self-respecting females have tramp stamps.
I wanted one for a long time.
Oh.
I wanted one for a long time.
Jen's like, I never did it because I'm not a whore.
No. Oh God!
Jesus.
No. Yeah.
I think
you were shocked Dano had the weed.
To be honest with you, I can't believe that there are aspects about this movie that I can't believe Tony Todd allowed to happen. Okay.
Well, that's what I wrote down. They wrote Tony Todd into this bullshit.
I'm like, first off.
Tony Todd's just trying to get a paycheck.
Hi, folks. Mm. You're in Horror and Heels. We might have had some technical difficulties. We're here with RL and JC from Brown Mint Horror. I've done a lot of drinking up until this point. RL now has the horseshoe ring.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Air guitaring. Shit has happened. Zoom may have fucked up the first part of this recording. We are talking about Final Destination 2. Yes, we mentioned Ali Larter's boobies in
at some point. We did.
Don't worry about that.
Was that the whipped cream bikini? Yes, it was.
Yeah. So
I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
JC feels the father is the villain. You don't let your kid leave with linking transmission fluid ever.
Ever. And unless you don't like them.
Unless you want them to die. And we're all caught up to where we actually started talking about Final Destination
2.
What movie were we supposed to watch?
And once again, none of us were shocked that Dano had the weed.
That's true.
Oh yeah, no, he totally looked like somebody.
And also the girl that was horny for these two, you were horny for these two, because I'm very confused.
Well, and the crazy part is like he did the like old school like stick the weed in your pants when the cop walks up trick. Bro, you just gotta own it. Like when you are that hideous and you're with those cute girls, you just gotta be like,
wow,
hey, I'm gonna take the fall for you guys, okay? What's a little weed between friends?
I didn't think he was hideous. I just thought that
JC, he's nowhere near as cute as you.
His haircut,
he's no Scott Mayo. Okay?
Well, I mean, who is my friend?
Did you just Charles in Charge me, bro? I don't know what to think about this right now. Yeah, I don't know about those two guys, man. I like the one kid was all right, I guess. And then honestly, like the little poor little kid with the swoopty haircut that went to the dentist and about got
killed by
a fish.
They wrote that kid younger and then they cast him older because he did not behave like the age.
What is he like six? What's he six in this movie? How the hell do you go to a dentist at like 15, 16 years old where they have a damn baby thingy mabobber above
and
you,
her like tucking him into bed at night and like bringing him a glass of water? I was like, baby. You guys should have rewritten this to age him up, because I read that they did write it younger and they didn't want to kill a kid, so they cast.
They should have had the kid from the new nightmare in this.
I'll tell you what, they didn't give a damn killing that kid though.
No, but
That might have been my favorite kill scene of the movie. Like, the mom is like walking and the kid swoops in to kick the pigeons. Yeah. Like, what an asshole, first off. Like, how old are you? Like, six? And then...
No. Boom. They say to him... Okay, y'all missed a little bit. So, God, it's coming, guys. Okay. So, first of all, mom doesn't just give him water. She gives him the straight up good sleeping pills. She's like, here,
did give him take this pills.
So you can sleep. So she wasn't tucking him in. She was giving him narcotics and putting him to bed with a Stephen King novel. Fantastic parenting.
So the mom was a drug dealer in this film.
You know, this movie was done by New Line Cinema.
Okay, it's expensive. Dental care is expensive. Don't judge this mother for her side hustle.
She really loves him.
This movie was so this movie was done by New Line Cinema. Wouldn't it be cool if she was slipping
him hypno? That Freddie built.
Right. Wouldn't it be cool if we found out she was slipping him hypnosil to stop him from having nightmares?
Yes. Oh, nice. Lord.
That would be cool. That would have been
wouldn't it have been a great tie-in.
Yeah.
That would have been a great Easter egg.
Totes.
Second of all, he sees the two of them running towards him, saying the pigeons. He doesn't run into the pigeons to scare them. He tries to get rid of the pigeons to save his mother.
No, he doesn't. No. Bullshit. They haven't gone through that yet.
He's being tape.
Such an asshole.
Yeah,
he's like gonna kick the dentist's office.
What?
When they leave the dentist's office.
He's just running to the pigeons because he's a child.
Kicking him because he's a kid.
The other two running towards them.
That's not what, no, watch it again.
Did Alicia watch the film? I know.
If you watch
Alicia
it.
Alicia did watch the film.
It's Allie Larder covered in whipped cream in this one.
Alicia, it was written as for him to be like a young kid. So he would be, pigeons. The problem is they upped him in age in casting and did not up him in writing.
Like what they should have done.
Childlike.
What they should have done was added the old lady from Home Alone New York with the pigeons.
Yes, the pigeon woman.
And like her turn around and be like, just kick the shit out of him for scaring the pigeons, okay?
The big problem is that no dentist can give nitrous to a minor without parental consent and consent to pay, because it is highly regulated by the government. You need to have both of those forms filled out ahead of time so that the amount of nitrous used equals the amount of cans you are purchasing. So that's the big flaw in this.
And in the great South California, no one can enter into any kind of a contractual agreement. And as a minor, including
prenuptial agreements.
You have a prenup? Are you independently wealthy? We didn't know you're very worried about prenups.
I mean, you see that movie collection, don't you? That thing's worth like $6,000 at least.
That's all I got. If we split, I get to keep that, and she gets everything else.
Yeah, but every year that goes by, the collection.
That seems fair. She ought to put up with that. How many years have you guys been married?
Wow. Not that this will be the second year.
And is this a COVID beard or an all the time situation, JC?
All the time.
Oh, okay. She fell in love with you with that. Because my husband used to shave, go to the office, and here in our times of COVID.
I actually just trimmed the beard.
Stop. First off, I'll be sending you guys a glamour shot of JC when he had a goatee instead of the beard.
Ooh, I like the glamour shot.
It was... I mean, he had the whole, he had the whole, what's the guy's name that was on like American Idol, the bald guy with the goatee, Daughtry. JC had the whole Daughtry thing going on.
I'm going home.
Okay, yeah. You know how JC and Jen said they never seen Criminal Minds? I've never seen it. I've seen three recent episodes of American Idol last season, and that's only because a very dear friend of mine, Vedita Black, Vedita, shouts out. Excellent indie artist. She had gotten chosen to be on, and they won't tell you what your episode is going to be, etc., going through like the interview and like chosen process. So I had to watch, and then she was in like a small clip, nothing big. And then she unfortunately wasn't chosen. Miss
fucking Simon
Barbie Powell. Girl, Katy Perry.
Oh,
oh,
not a fan. Recent. Kind of called her creepy. And I guess, and if we can't sell a pop record of people sucking on lollipops on the cover, what are we doing? So she didn't get picked. And that's all the American Idol I've watched in my entire life.
Well, wow. This is why I don't have a beard. Wait, this is why I have a beard.
That's why you have a beard. Oh, my whoa. Goodness. Who is that?
That's just an unflattering shot.
Who is that?
I can do that right now. Oh, that's a lot of chins. Whoa.
Let me I got more chins than a Chinese phone book
easy,
in here.
Easy, easy.
Can you say that anymore?
I mean, it's not a lie. It's
like, I speak the truth, like, at okay? At what point?
Yeah, it's people need to stop being way too sensitive.
Yep, that's it.
First of all, this is a horror podcast where we use the word horror. Tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Ends in a Chinese phone book.
Oh, they're going to miss the tramp stamp joke.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we can recover.
It's got to be somewhere on there.
I don't know, guys. It didn't convert. Let's see.
So, you know.
Kimberly is a very tightly wound young woman, too. Can we all agree?
I mean,
she's definitely playing it up.
Yeah,
she churched this film up quite a bit. I mean, it was definitely a like to me the scene where they're all in the cop's apartment, first off, fraternizing with members of the community is probably not allowed in most towns. But in that scene, like, what are y'all doing? What is everyone doing? First off, is he like? He's in New York somewhere, but all of a sudden he's like a fucking glacier climbing, mountain biking, canoe riding, like
just all the outdoor sports.
Dude, typhoon lugeing, like the whole nine yards. Like he's doing it all. The dude opened up his closet and he had like all this winter gear, like ice picks and shit. Like
that
I don't
is
know.
True. Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot to take in.
And what about TC's character?
Oh yeah, he was not. I don't like him. He's annoying in that. In it,
is that the Breakfast Club guy?
No, that was the black guy who was the motorcyclist.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think take him seriously.
Here's the thing, though. I think since we're talking about scenes that probably wouldn't go over well in a horror film today because of the cancel culture, him putting the gun to his head and pulling the trigger and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
That was
pretty
graphic.
Could we just go back
to time.
Something that RL said real quick because I just came to stop him for a minute. RL, in regards to fraternizing with members of the community, a member of our police community here in Suffolk County was found fraternizing with a known prostitute. And not only didn't get fired, his punishment was he lost 16 days of vacation.
What?
And
because you don't want him taking off finding another prostitute. You can't do that.
Wait. Yeah. It gets better, y'all. He became the head of the entire department. So trust me when I tell you some places don't give a shit about fraternization.
Well, he was
they'll
definitely
promote you for that shit, apparently.
Sounds about right.
The word. Wow.
Sounds about right or about white?
About white, yeah. Sounds
yeah. White. White
yeah.
What's that old saying? It's all right because it's all white.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Damn white people.
Oh my
people.
God.
Keep it up.
When you're tired of white people, but you are white person. I think I say that on this podcast at least before the recording.
I tell my wife all the time I can't stand men.
Oh.
I know, right?
Well, that's why you married a woman.
Exactly.
Well, I said that to someone. I go, listen. Y'all over here claiming that sexuality is a choice. No woman in her right mind would choose to be with a man if it was a choice. yeah, right. And I'm married to one of the good ones, and there are still days where
he's
I'm
one
lying.
Of the good ones.
Oh, I love that song.
Right. She has a good point here. She has a very good point here. This is a This has nothing to do with Final Destination 2, but just a great point.
Yes.
Back to Allie Larder, sans whipped cream.
Without the whipped cream boobies.
Without it. Without it. Yes.
Speaking this is the one without.
First off, first
was my favorite.
The guy with the prosthetics had to be my favorite of the whole
movie. Why? Like, what was that guy about? What was he doing?
Was he a traveling prosthetic salesman? Like, who the hell walks around with a bunch of damn hooks in a box?
And I like
it. Just made no sense.
I feel like Beth used her as the killer because none of those premonitions helped. Like, if she hadn't had the premonitions, those people would have lived. If she hadn't known about the pigeons, they wouldn't have gone. If she hadn't called them and said, oh, the man with the hooks, she wouldn't have freaked out. So the premonitions were actually Death being like, I'm going to speed this up a little bit.
Death is like, we only have 90 minutes for this film.
we got 68 minutes here.
And I didn't like her plan of here's a phone. If I call and say Subway, get to a high rise. I'm like, no, you need
stay
to
stay away from
specific.
Jared Fogle.
Like, you need to be specific. Subway. Don't be cryptic. Oh, Lord. Right?
Yeah.
That's too
cryptic.
Did
you see the cell phones, though? She handed out, like, the Nokia like burner phones. And she's like, if it doesn't ring, it probably means I'm not getting through because these phones are not working. Because I'm definitely calling you.
2003, you all. All of you are sitting here. Like,
first off, I had a pager in 2003.
Fake on that, like it was going out of bed.
Look, when I paid you, you go to a phone bank and you call me, okay? And then I'll tell you what's about to happen. Please
get to a phone immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. 911.
I'm like, don't be cryptic with that. You tell me exactly what I need to do. Say, stay away from a subway or get to a high rise. Don't just one word cryptic me because that's exactly how.
Why doesn't Allie Larder tell them just to admit themselves in the place where she was capable of living for,
you know, but at that
5 years?
Are you even living? I don't want to live like that. Like,
I thought it was like, only 1 year.
Or whatever. Year, you know what I mean? Like, I mean.
Why'd the kid from Shameless have to die at the end?
Dude,
I know that was real sad.
First
of
all,
he was amazing in Gotham.
He was amazing in Hatfields and McCoys, by the way.
He was good in The Riches.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, but that was a great explosion.
That's a very good actor.
Yes.
Yeah, they should have had him starring, but that's fine. It's fine.
If we have any gamers listening, he also was, his likeness was used for the latest Star Wars video game.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I'm a gamer, but I do not play Star Wars games.
There's some Jedi
games.
Yeah, guys, I don't think we're going to get that recording back, so I'm trying not to stress out about it right now.
Don't stress.
Don't stress. You're too blessed to be stressed.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How many of these signs do you have around your house, JC? I just want to know how troubling you are.
Dude, I'm looking at one right now that says, welcome to the garage where wasting time is considered time well wasted.
Oh.
Wow. You are so southern.
That's deep.
In this particular room, there is none of those signs.
Let's talk about the rooms that your wife does.
Just so you know, he's painted at least two signs like that in my house. Okay.
I would say that we have one that says something like, we call our mama's mama and our daddy's daddy. And something like that. So we have
mama, a southern thing, because my son calls me mama.
No, that's, we do that, use
mama's
that in LA.
Mom.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
So first off, how was it that AJ Cook's mom died? Was it, she got robbed?
That's right.
I kind of like the scene where they tie back in basically, they tied the whole, like, oh, we've already cheated death
back to the
type
first
deal.
One. Yeah.
It was, that part was probably my favorite because it's like, okay, here's some, like, okay, it's going backwards and shit like that. That's all well and good. But I think where they tied it in the car and they're all like, oh, fuck, like, this shit really happened. And then, like, that part was probably the best written scene of it all. Now, obviously everything else as far as the semantics of it all and stuff like that were great, but the storyline, that was the best of all of it.
Here's my thing. I would like to ask Devin Sawa, because he's doing so much here recently, how come he didn't reprise his role in this second in the sequel.
He was busy doing Stan with Eminem.
Yeah. No, I think there was a reason.
Was he doing Idle Hands at the time?
Possibly. Ooh, Jessica Alba. Okay.
I've never seen that one. I know of it, but I never saw it.
It's so good. It has the big redheaded kid. What's that kid's name?
Rocky Dennis? In like,
Rocky Dennis? No, he was the horse face killer.
You're not being kind to people today.
I think
he's like, my mom says I look like a lion.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening.
I can't say anything.
Hold on one second.
Wait.
No, please don't.
Is Devin Sawa also in the faculty?
No. That was Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett. Okay.
Oh, I always got the two of them confused.
Yeah.
So originally,
Devin Sawa. White men are just all interchangeable.
We all look the same.
So Devin Sawa was supposed to reprise his role of Alex Browning, but a dispute concerning his contract with New Line Cinema could not be settled. So that's what happened.
Wow. So somebody thought they were a little better than they were.
Yeah.
That one movie really set you up there.
Yikes.
Allie Larder knew her place. She knew what she was worth. She's like, I'm doing this shit. And then I'm going to go on I will be in
however, however many you want me to be in, I will do. And then they're like, just the second one.
Yeah, we're good.
Speaking of Rocky Dennis.
We're good.
If you want to watch a really good horror film this weekend, Mask
is it's free on literally everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cher.
Ever since Sonny Bono.
I am not an animal.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's so funny how they never really zoom in on her in Burlesque. It's fantastic.
I just want to say Vivica Fox and Seth Green were both in Idle Hands as well. So,
wow!
I don't know what to think.
Seth Green did
that
wrong, and I will stand by that statement.
Favorite Seth Green movie? Got to be Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, that's classic.
You know, I'm just scoping out the scenes. He was going to knock the boots.
Wasn't he in like Without a Paddle or something?
Yes, that movie is hilarious.
It was like him and Dax Shepard.
Oh man, that was great. I watched that movie.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell hashtag.
Yeah. Oh, relationship goals.
Oh, they are so cute.
We were at Comic-Con and my family watched Without a Paddle. We were in the hotel room watching with that. And then when we left, we were going to the convention center and Matthew Lillard was standing like right there.
I was about to say,
we just saw you.
You were like, it's a screamer, baby.
It's a screamer, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Matthew Lillard's amazing.
Do you guys think that Lillard will be back in the new Scream?
100%.
I hope so. I hope so. He made that movie.
His death was not clear in the original Scream.
Correct. So that's Should we get back to Final Destination?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we can.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that we don't have enough to talk about as far as Final Destination.
I know.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Really running through debts here like nobody.
So, okay, I have a question for you all. So, on the freeway scene accident, which one do you think was the worst one? Like, which one was probably the most painful?
Through the motherfucking face.
But I feel like you wouldn't feel that.
The burning on
guy, you're right. I forgot about him for a second.
He's like screaming and she's just watching him scream. It's like, that's a lot to take in right there.
All right.
So much impaling in this one.
I would have to say the log through the head.
But that was fast. Like,
you ain't feeling that shit.
You're done. And then
his fucking head, his head came through the back window. First,
they're really selling me on this burning dude.
You're
right, it's going to take longer.
Sergeant Frederick R. Kruger over here.
But the log through the face, and you could see the blood on the end of the log. I was like, ooh, that was.
It shot out the back window.
Yeah.
It shot out the back window, and I'm just like, oh, damn. I think one of the funniest scenes was the airbag.
Oh man, that's the one I was thinking of when I said impaling. It was just like it was
my
unexpected.
Favorite scene.
You're not gonna feel it, but by God, that shit happened.
Let me tell you something. If you watch,
immediately said, and he was not watching this movie with me. He was, like I say, he's working from home, and I was watching it today. So he was just walking in and out, getting water and stuff. At some point, he goes, wouldn't you remove that pole first for safety?
Mm-hmm. They just left her ass sitting there.
Now listen.
They're like, oh, you're fine.
This is a 911.
I would have removed that pole first.
Yeah.
Because even if that airbag hadn't gone off, if they're removing that log the wrong way and she gets too scared, she could have easily just popped her head back onto that.
Yep. Yep.
And she was definitely pretty shifty. Like she was
moving a lot.
She was moving a lot. So that airbag was definitely her.
Well, she needed her cigarette.
She was smoking while this was happening.
Was she smoking clove cigarettes, by the way?
She was. Yeah.
I haven't smoked a clove cigarette since I was like 13. So, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
I like that you said 13. Y'all really are in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
I had already started chewing Redman by then. So I'm good.
You were like an old man by 13. You're like,
RL. They was calling him that shit. Then.
Yeah. They called me RL at like 12, 12 and a half at least.
Oh, God.
Like Stein.
Told him he needs to put on his business cards R hell mitten.
R hell.
R hell.
I just think that it just was, all the death scenes were fantastic, and then tying it in the car scene was cool, but everything else was just kind of like, you throw Tony Todd in there for just like
right.
a reference guide of the same shit you said
before. Yeah, he added nothing to it.
Yeah, thanks for that. We didn't watch the first fucking movie that we literally just, like, we had to watch the first one to get here. Thanks.
New life will stop death.
Okay, you're right. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
But did it, though? But did it, though? Because it kind of did.
How'd that work out for you?
Didn't.
Not so great.
And then Allie Larder is so, like, dramatic. She's like, I hope you're ready. And it's like, well, death's already stalking us, so I don't really know.
Is there a time to be fucking
ready? I'm
like,
pretty sure we're at the height of being fucked.
Here's my question for you guys, in all utter seriousness, if you really thought death was coming for you, would you, especially since you know that all but one who locked herself in a goddamn padded cell made it, would you waste time trying to run from it? Or would you spend your last few days just hanging out with the people, not even telling them, hey, death is coming from me, just making time with the people you love, drinking the best drinks, smoking the best smoke, living your best life, and then boom, death comes for you. You're done. Whatever you've charged on that credit card is the universe.
Sounds like I'm doing that now.
Yeah. I'm over here cheating death now. Every day.
Every day is final destination here in Tennessee.
Damn right.
He is running up those credit card bills.
When
JC dies.
To me, the thing is like, would you, like, I just don't know that I'm going to the extent that
the extent
going.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not getting on a fucking airplane, right? Like, I'm not gonna get on an airplane and be an idiot, but like, it's not gonna slow me down as much as hey, I'm going over at JC's house and we're gonna lock ourselves in the basement. Hey, JC, put your dogs up, I don't want your dog to like chew my arm off or something.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we're not doing all that shit.
Yeah that's too much. That's just stressful.
Well,
and then I also didn't like where they're like, oh, a man with hooks is going to kill you. That's not how death works. They don't kill you via an actual person. Like,
right.
Like, death is, you know, he does puzzles and shit. Like,
and you.
And why did she get him way more premonitions than Devin?
Because death was trying to kill people. That's what I'm saying. Like, you think that it's trying to help, like she's getting premonitions to help. But all those premonitions cause death.
They're working against you, actually.
None of them were helping.
Nope.
Gotcha, yeah.
They talked you right into everything, like literally. I mean, it even with her, the premonition of her drowning, even though in the end it so-called saved her, but she had to die.
But then even that was dramatic. It was like, did you really have to run a whole ambulance into the lake? You could have just induced death at the hospital where they could have revived you immediately.
I will say that these films are really fun.
I love them.
They're kind of like the Saw franchise.
See sexy cop. Wet. Oh, and can we talk for just a second?
Why did the doctor's name have to be Saskatchewan or whatever it was? Couldn't it have been Dr. Smith?
That's right. I don't think that's right.
Whatever, Sarkeesian or what? How the hell? Sarkeesian. I don't know what their damn name was, but anyway, could it have been Dr. Smith?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Tony Todd's character was like Mr. Bloodworth.
Yeah,
that's true.
Bloodworth. He's a sick man.
So good.
He
tears out the nipple ring.
If there was a reason why that was the name.
He definitely tore the nipple ring out. That shit was funny.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, Lord. That's painful. And then they totally like just made up the fact that if the baby's born, then we stop death. Like they kind of made that up.
Well, he was like new life. Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah. And they were like,
it means she's going to have a baby. Oh yeah.
A new soul.
You might as well just said the cop should have just said, you know what we need to do? We just need to go in here and take care of it. 9 months later, you'll be good. You know what I mean? It'll be fine.
9 months, padded cell, ready whip. It'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll have us a damn kid in here somehow.
But I wouldn't want to live like that in that cell. That was terrible. Yeah. I'm like, you're not living life. Just freaking go.
Secondly, what did she have? Pictures?
She was lovely.
She was still, she had the Charlie Day thing going on where she was like.
Yeah, but how? What did you have them pinned up? So were the pins a good idea?
That's
like, true. Was the crazy plastic bracelet thing a good idea? Because those things are sharp, by the way, just
like,
so everybody knows.
Right.
So.
When she's going down the list, I'm like, why don't you just say going naked? Like,
right. Exactly.
Did you have an underwire bra on? Because that could have been dangerous.
What about this though? Just taking the bracelet off and automatically she can walk out of that hospital. And
there's no paperwork.
Yeah.
She admitted herself.
Yeah.
Don't have to prove anything.
Nope.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Even if you admit yourself.
Don't you have to unadmit yourself? She was just like, fuck
but
this.
Also, yeah. If you admit yourself, but then they decide that you were there for a legitimate reason, they do not have to unadmit you. But I guess the nurse kind of said, like, that had not been determined. Like, she can leave it anyone.
Yeah.
So they did get through that loophole. And to be fair, a lot of time had passed. So while we don't see her filling out paper, but I do believe if you admitted yourself and unadmitted yourself, you're simply re-signing the same paper you signed.
Yeah, they're like, just, I'm out.
So secondly, I guess my other thing is how did she randomly show up where this chick was?
Oh, that I don't have an answer for. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, we have to suspend our imagination.
We also have to suspend our imagination because these people are getting from the Westchester area of New York. We talked about this in Final Destination 1.
Oh, here we go.
To my part of Long Island.
She's like, hold on. She's like, let me get out the Random McNally here. I'm going to figure this shit out.
My Thomas guy.
They're just driving back and forth. You got to go over bridges, through tunnels. This is not an easy
thing. There's no traffic in New York either.
First, never. Long Island was not known for it.
They're on the interstate doing like 90. And
yeah,
I'm like,
my troopers never pull you over for that. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm like, hold on. First of all, I've never seen a show where in New York you could get over 30. So how is this even possible?
Oh, you can definitely get over 30. As a matter of fact, you can get over 110. But that's neither here nor there.
If there are
and
any
those
local
are
cops
ideal conditions.
Listening.
What?
If there are any local cops listening.
If there are any local cops listening, it's because they're my friends and they've subscribed to our podcast. I don't understand. I just
told thank God
you.
For them too.
Right.
I don't know. I just told you that
I feel safer already.
Where a cop was caught with a prostitute and became the head of police.
What she didn't say was, that's my neighbor.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, I know Linda. She only does that on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
And from the side.
Wow.
That really deep.
There were four
that's
track
what she
ends
said.
On my town. You think they're coming after me? I'm kidding. There's only two.
So overall, this movie was all right.
It was okay.
It was pretty fun. It was fun to watch.
Guys, you're really disappointing, Jen. I think Brown Mint's gonna give it the Final Destination franchise.
Well, no, I think this is my favorite one of them all.
Well, I mean, it definitely blows away like 3, 4, and 5. Like,
and I haven't even seen those to make an opinion.
Oh. Yeah. So the first one was decent. I like Devon Sawa. I don't think he's like the worst actor in the world. He's pretty funny too.
I felt that he gave me more than I was expecting him to give me. So I'll give
him absolutely. That. But like, as far as
he was better in Casper.
That's yes, because he had no lines.
Can I keep you?
That's creepy. No, you may not.
He was way better in that. I mean, he was funny in Idle Hands, I thought.
I've never seen.
He gave the first movie a twist.
Jen, did you say you've never seen Idle Hands?
Yes.
Ooh, that can be another movie we've both never seen.
Oh yeah, we could do that with Brent maybe.
Oh, it's so good.
You'll enjoy it. I mean, if you like Seth Green, it's pretty hilarious.
And I do.
Yeah.
The other kid, I can't remember, is one of the few
thin mans in America that I would that consider.
Could get it from Alicia.
I could get it. If you guys have listened to the podcast, you know. Alicia doesn't like a thin man.
Alicia doesn't like the small.
Baseball, I just don't want to.
Doesn't like the small ones.
Like this one.
Eldon Henson is the guy's name that's in that movie with them as well.
No idea.
He was in Mighty Ducks.
Oh,
he was the friend who he was in The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah. Oh, he was one of the Bash Brothers then.
So he's in Idle Hands. The other friend with Seth Green. So you got Seth Green, Devin, this kid, and then Jessica Alba. They're pretty funny together.
She's All That also.
She's All That. Yep.
Because he's the friend in that.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
What's that
stupid movie?
I don't know.
Mockingjay, Hunger Games.
Oh yes, Mockingjay. Yes.
Yeah, he was in both those movies. So.
Just so you all know, Disney Plus has come out with a new Mighty Ducks TV show.
Yes, I know. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it.
Well, for the record, speaking of people who could also get it from Alicia, Lauren Graham, where you at, girl? Love you.
Oh, Lord.
Lauren Graham.
Wow. Okay.
The mom from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah Braverman from Parenthood.
Gotcha.
We know who.
She was in Bruce Almighty.
She was in Bruce Almighty, correct?
No, Evan Almighty.
Oh, Evan Almighty.
I don't think so.
He's also the whore in
Parenthood.
No. The Santa movie but it's not a Santa movie. It's
Santa Slay. SLAY.
Bad Santa. Thank you.
Bad Santa.
She's the girl who gets with Bad Santa.
She's 55 years old, by the way.
No, I can't even be remotely
looking good.
Correct.
It's either 54 or 55, I promise you.
I guarantee you that beautiful lady.
Look it up.
I am.
Look it up. Check my facts.
I get really testy about my Lauren.
Testies.
Ah, shit.
Wikipedia.
Wow, she is not aging. She is 54. And she was born in Honolulu.
Honolulu.
That makes sense. She found the fountain of youth.
Lordy.
They got sunshine and pineapples that keeps you young.
They do.
Oh, her and Peter Krause are still together.
That's true.
So, Jen, when we rate our episodes, we rate them in terms of heels.
When we rate the movies.
The movie. So how many heels would you give Final Destination 2?
I'm about a 3.5.
Okay.
Or mints. It could be 3.5 pills or mints here.
Okay.
I'm a 3.5 here.
Yeah, 3.5. I'll go 3.5.
Out of five.
It was like I said, 3.5 out of 20.
No.
She's like, I never even watched a stupid movie.
I watched it.
50 points off for having to actually rent it.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do I have to give it extra points because I got it for free from the library? I just want to know.
I mean, if I can't watch it on Tubi or Shudder, like,
seriously,
I'm taking a point
it's
off.
It's from 2003.
It will be streaming again. It was streaming for a long time. All of them were streaming on one of those services, and then it went off. It's going to be back on at some point.
Oh, yeah.
This is what happened to us with Leprechaun.
Oh,
but then what picked it up? Oh, Peacock.
Peacock, yeah.
Peacock has it, yeah.
What
do you guys?
Yeah, that
got?
One.
Huh? What are you guys rating
it? I would
give
it a 3.5 too. The kills was very interesting. I could have done with everything without anything else. We could have just had an hour of them all getting killed in a row, and I would have been very happy.
Well, death really took a toll on that one when they with the. That one scene, because it took her out with the airbag, it took the guy out with the fence, it took Clear and the black guy out with the death was like, I'm sick of this shit. Let's just get this done.
So if you search on YouTube, if you search on YouTube Final Destination 2 entire movie, they literally have the first thing that you pull up is every kill scene all in one video. It's about 4.5 minutes long.
Should have just watched that.
Should have watched that. It was good.
Got the cliff notes.
Yep. We'll put that on our YouTube. I will put that on.
Yep. I think YouTube everybody channel. Needs to see that. That's the whole movie. It maybe if they insert the story.
Did you move on from the Diet Mountain Dew, or did you just put it in a glass?
I went to lemonade. Diet lemonade, by the way.
I went to wine.
Yeah, no,
you're a classy man.
You see that pinky classy, sticking right up over man. There.
Boop. I love that RL is just the sober one. Like, he's got to drive us home from this party.
Listen, I'm drunk on life. I'm drunk on life, honestly. Like, it's,
that's not a saying, my friend.
Oh, it's a thing.
He's got
it's
six kids. Here. He's drunk on life.
I promise. like people tried just one day to handle my life. You would.
Which chip do you have, man? What chip day are you on yet?
Huh?
Don't you have like the 90-day chip now?
I need it.
I have one kid and I have to drink every night, RL. I don't understand.
Just one?
Just,
you know what's happening.
That's everlasting gobstoppers. I believe wholeheartedly that chip with children, one is enough for anyone.
Hey,
my wife is up here waving at me.
I got an idea.
Hello, wife.
My wife's about to wave at me too. Can we close with something that we do on our podcast?
Sure.
Just
give them the go. We got to see what it is first.
I'm going to do a couple of we do a trivia
for the
round.
Record. I'm working on my third.
Okay.
So we do a trivia round on our podcast.
Oh, okay. Love it.
Horror trivia.
Okay.
Right.
Let's give it one round and we'll close. How about that?
Hold on. Since we're the guests, though, JC, I feel like that this should be a question for everybody here. So, like, you can ask the question, and I'm going to chime in with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Vice versa.
Okay. Okay.
So, you're going to need to throw your cup up to answer, okay? If you spout out the answer, you're automatically disqualified for trying to be better than me. All right, go ahead.
I feel like RL knew that I was one of those type of people.
I felt like there was going to be a loud answer popping off somewhere here.
Okay.
All right, JC, you ready?
All right, here we go. Night of the Living Dead, 1968, was the debut of what filmmaker? Mm. Oh, Alicia?
Savini.
Wrong.
George Romero?
Romero.
Good. Answer. I didn't see you look at the glass, but I'll let you
the other Italian I knew. I knew it was wrong, but I just had to throw out a name.
So Jen's in there right now. She has 2 points. You actually don't win anything off this.
Damn it.
There's that.
I want a gift card of some sort.
Okay, I'll send you a $1 gift card to Target. I've got some change left on mine, so we'll see what we got. Hold on just a second. All right, I'm trying to pull up a good one here. All right, here we go. Y'all want a hard question? It says, I don't know the difference. All right, it's fine. All right.
I'm ready. Hit me, baby.
Oh, Lord. Who did Wes Craven originally want to play the lead role as Freddy Krueger? Oh,
shit. I just read this. I think his wine glass is up.
JC, is the glass up? I don't think you know who this is. Well, you might. You might actually know.
Got 5 seconds, buddy.
Is it Robin Williams?
It is not Robin Williams.
No.
Fuck.
This is hard, actually.
Oh, anybody I feel like I just read this and I'm drawing a blank and I feel like I just learned this.
All right, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Please. He is in. Okay. Wow. I did not know this, and I love Nightmare on Elm Street. He was in, let me give you some recent films. He was in Mary Poppins Returns.
Dick Van Dyke?
No.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Midsummer Murders. Doctor Who. The Alienist and Ripper Street.
She had it. Alicia.
Well, now I think I'm wrong. Robert Downey Jr.?
No, it is David Warner.
Oh, I have no idea.
Nobody knows who that is.
All right, hold on. I'm about to give you a close up and then you'll be like, I know that freaking guy.
Okay, is it my turn to ask a question?
Wait.
Yeah.
I got the glare. I can't
hold on.
So much glare.
I mean, I could look it up on my own phone.
I'm trying. There's so much light in here.
You know who that is? That's the
Here's a better look, maybe. A little bit better.
No.
Wait. Oh, that guy.
He's from Manchester.
Was he in Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Oh, what? No.
No.
Is it my turn to ask a question?
Yep. You're up.
Alicia. I mentioned that Jaws was my first horror movie. Name one other novel that Peter Benchley wrote. Nothing.
Jen, are you looking that up?
No, I'm still looking at the David Warner. I'm trying to see if he was in Die Hard with a Vengeance because I have no idea the answer to that question.
None of you.
Mm-mm.
So
another Peter Benchley book, just one.
So I looked it up. It's The Deep.
An admitted,
you didn't put your glass up, my friend.
An admitted cheater.
Correct. That is one. Beast is my personal favorite.
Mrs. Parker?
Really good.
Oh, Beast. Yeah. I see that. Jen is still in the lead right now.
Jen's going to give us a question.
Somebody needs to get Jen's question right. All right, go ahead.
I wasn't ready to come up with a trivia question. All right, this one's easy because it's my favorite one. What actor? Alicia knows the answer to this one already. What actor was killed by a predator, a xenomorph, and a Terminator? DC. JC.
That would be Bill Paxton.
Yes, sir.
I didn't literally put that on our
base. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
So JC and Jen are in a tie. So RL, ask a question and this will be the tiebreaker.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to that website I was just on because that was amazingly hard question. I liked it.
Oh, my ass itches.
Oh.
That'll do it.
I've been sitting too long. Does it ever tingle?
You must not be a nail technician.
The tingler.
Ain't that the truth?
I'd sit like this.
What classic horror movie was originally titled The Babysitter Murders? JC.
Yep. Dang it.
But I feel like RL padded the questioning. He's literally.
We're the guests, aren't we?
You are. And the guests. Win.
Fine. You win.
Casey wins. We'll put your hands down.
I win.
No, you didn't win. JC won.
That's what I said. JC.
Dynamic duo.
Guys, to be fair, I don't know if you all have witnessed how much I've drank, but I have already downed 2 24-ounce bottles of vodka.
It is time to
the win.
My third cup. So life is
time for me to go eat some stromboli.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Is there
anything you guys would like to plug before we let
you? Yeah, where can we find, where can our listeners find you?
Find you, anything you want to plug? Maybe JC, just in case we can't recover what was lost, plug the, replug the person you plug. Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We want to plug definitely our great friend over at Samara Entertainment, Ms. Shari. She's the one who's helped get Brown Mint Horror up off the ground, providing us with some great interviews for Behind the Horror on YouTube. You can search Brown Mint Horror on YouTube. We have our fourth installment being edited right now in the Behind the Horror series, where we profile independent horror films. And we've been partnered with Midnight Releasing. We've got a video up about them, a couple of films, one starring Bill Moseley, who is of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Devil's Rejects fame.
Yep.
Find us on Instagram, Brown Mint Horror. YouTube and Brown Mint, and YouTube and Instagram are our main two.
We're going to have some good merchandise up there soon as well. We're going to be doing a couple of different things. I don't know if you guys ever were able to catch Project Greenlight with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. We're about to try to do one for horror films here in Nashville, where we kind of go to the Film Institute here and let them submit screenplays and stuff for us to review, and then possibly get some people to donate to help them be able to create that film.
Yeah.
So we're in the works for that. We're trying to do some stuff to really push indie films to the forefront, especially in That's Nashville, awesome. Where music is everything here. We're trying to bring some content to Nashville and get that out there for the folks that we've been meeting. So definitely love our independent filmmakers. We're definitely trying to highlight those guys. And we also have hopefully posting soon a little snippet of some The Last Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
So we're working on that. We've got that going on. And then we have CNT Films.
Yes.
We're going to do a very nice interview with a guy who did a Halloween 4 fan film that just got posted to YouTube not that long ago as well. So we're going to be updating that probably within the next week or so.
It's great.
Cool. Yep. That's all we got.
All right,
guys, it was so much fun having you.
Yes,
I really hope
pleasure
cover yep. the other footage, but if we can't, this was still great, and we're so thankful that you took the time to come on. And if you guys ever want us to return the favor and come talk to you and watch something with you guys, we'd be more than happy to do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Totally
awesome.
Absolutely,
can't wait.
Yeah, you guys are a blast. Yeah,
thank you,
fun.
Jen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Hey, you too. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks.
My empty glass. Bye.
Yeah.